Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
You need power for the
Mm-mm.
What would that be?
I don't know, baby. Don't let me do that. Let me do that. Let me do that. Let me do that. Let me do that.
From the shadow of a dream that used to be, I can look beyond the sky, deep into the Father's eyes, and see that there is hope for one like me. I can begin with the passion of a child. My heart is I can reach out far beyond what I have done, like a dreamer who's awakened to a life that's yet to come. For beginnings are not just for the young. I face the dawn. I can reach out again, far beyond what I have done, like a dreamer who's awakened to a life that's yet to come. For new beginnings are not just for the young.
Travel along the border between Samaria
and Galilee. I can begin again with the passion of a child. My heart is called a vision of a life that's still worthwhile. And I can reach out again,
when he saw them, he saw them themselves. And as they went, they were clean. One of them, when he saw him healed, came back praising God.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we thank you for taking the time of your evening to be a part of this hour. We thank you so much. I don't know how this is going to go through. We have a thunderstorm watch in our area, and it has gotten extremely dark. So I don't really know how this is going to work. Oh, God is in control. Amen. I could choose just, you know, not to even go through this, but you know what? This is God's work. So we're going to move forward. For those of you who are calling in by internet, you can call in 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, hit the number 1. And if you have a question, we will definitely address that. As we go through this program, we are going to mute most of the mics. So if you, when the mics are open and if you have a comment, hit the number 1 and then we can verbally hear you. Amen. As we move forward, of course, you know, this is the first, this is the first week of the month. We normally have our mother, Gloria, who's on, and we're going to be keeping her in prayer as she is preparing for a colonoscopy, and that is extremely important, you know, with in our community. So make sure if you have not done so that you would do that. Make sure that is on your agenda because it's important to make sure that that you have a an understanding of, you know, what your health looks like at this time. So that's very, very important. So I'd like to encourage you for that. As we move forward, we're getting ready to get into the Word. And, again, we will open up the mics for you for comments. Of course, you know, I like to dialogue. So I will be opening up the mics, you know, here and there to hear comments. If, you know, you would you're definitely welcome to make a comment. Amen. We are a this is the body of Christ. We are a family, and you know, we grow together. You know, we proclaim the gospel to others, but yet we encourage one another, and that's what this blog radio is all about. That we can encourage one another, and not only just on this line, but in the world. Amen. That's what we are proclaimed to do. So as we move forward, asking you know, my wife, Dr. Suzanne Hawthorne Clay, if she would lead us in prayer, and then we're going to go into scripture.
Of course, of course. I'm going to begin to pray. I have a few people that have requested prayer, but if there's anyone that I'll pause, and if you're on the line and you want to add a person's name, or if you want to call it out in the privacy of your own home, or, you know, in your own prayer, that's fine too. But I would like us to stand together. Another thing about us praying together every week, please share when you have praise reports. Please share those as well, so that we can praise God and thank Him for, just as we petition God for our concerns and so forth. Let's also come before Him and praise and worship Him for those things, the answered prayers, and celebrate the answered prayers as they be encouraging to those that are listening. So if you could also share when you have praise reports, share those with us as well. Father God, we praise Your name and we thank You, dear Lord. We come to You this evening, Father God, at our regularly scheduled time, Father God, and it's ordained by You as well. We thank You, Lord, that You would just take control over this meeting, that the Holy Spirit would lead us as we move through the Word. We thank You, Father, for Your presence in our lives, Father God. We thank You, Lord, for Your resume, as I always say, of the things that You've done. We praise You. We worship You, Father God, for answered prayers. We praise You. We worship You, Lord, for protection, for healing, Father God, for our presence, for our sustenance, Father God. We praise You and we worship You. Dear Lord, we lift up these folks that are on our list, Father God. Some of them, most of them are requesting healing and restoration, physical restoration, emotional, mental restoration, and wellness. So I lift up Shamara L. Santana and Laurel Bonds, the parents of Isaiah Bonds, who we who was funeralized, 2-year-old that was funeralized a couple months ago, and we talked about this family, and I'd like us to continue to be there for the family, including the grandparents, Renee and Willie Davis. This is a family that is in ministry, highly recognized and very active in in Indiana, that we would just remember them. You know, when people have experienced loss, that before the funeral, when the shock is there and you go through the beginning stages of grief, people are always there. But when after the funeral, very rarely do you find folks there. We have to remember to lift up these folks. So, Father God, we just lift up those who have experienced loss during COVID, Father God, loss in their families, Father God. We know, dear Lord, that that you know the pain of losing a child. We know, dear Lord, what that you understand. I don't understand personally. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. So I ask you, Father God, to comfort this couple, Father God, Santana and Laurel, that you would comfort them, Father God. Give them peace, Father God. Give them a peace, Father God. Give them comfort. Give them the joy of great memories, Father God, and help them, Father God, as they move forward raising the remaining children, dear Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you would just bless the grandparents, Father God, that you would wrap your arms around them, Father God. Your word teaches us, Father God, about just that one lost sheep that you go after, the one lost sheep. Just because they have other grandchildren doesn't mean that they'll forget that one that's going on. So I just ask you, Lord, to just give them peace and comfort, Father God. We also lift up Danielle Thomas, Father God, and Amy Morton, Father God, that you would sustain them, that you would encourage them as they fight the good fight, Father God, for their health, Father God, that they would hold on to you. I thank you, Lord, for the song that you gave me these last couple days, Completely Yes, that my soul says yes. I ask you, Lord, that you would help us, Father God, to be in your will, not in our will, Father God, but to pray for your will, Father God, and trust in you, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Keita Thomas and Elisa Kazak, also Joan Simpson and Shirlene Perkins. We lift up Lisa Doggett, Patsy Coggins, and Bill Spratlin, Norman Rice, the Hobbs sisters, Tina, Janetta, and Trinita Hobbs, Pearlie Keller, Jackie Kane, Desi. We lift up Eric Jones as well in the name of Jesus. We praise you, dear Lord, for these names that have been called off, Father God. We praise you and we worship you, Father God, because we know that all sickness and disease was covered on the cross of Calvary, Father. And we know that it's under those things that we can, and because of those things, that in the name of Jesus, we can ask for healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. We praise you and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the peace. We thank you, Lord, for an understanding, Father God, and the release right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, dear Lord, for the messages getting ready to come forth. Help us to understand, Father God. Help us to rightly divide it, dear Lord, to seek out answers and understanding in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Our topic is an attitude of gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. In our scripture readings, there are two passages that we're reading. The first is Leviticus 13, 45 through 46. And it reads as such. Anyone with such a defiling disease must wear torn clothes. Let their hair be unkempt. Cover the lower part of their face and cry out, unclean, unclean. As long as they have the disease, they remain unclean. They must live alone, and they must live outside of the camp, meaning that they are exiled. Now, when the priests doing this instructions in Leviticus, it's about for priests giving how to determine how a person should be declared clean or unclean on the basis of a skin disease. This was a skin disease, and it was called leprosy. The priest didn't make any medical diagnosis during that time as they do today, nor did they prescribe any therapeutic intervention. They examined the features of the skin disease to determine whether they were clean or unclean, and that was just an examination that the priest would make. However, the concern was not related to the spread of the disease as much as the spread of ritual impurity. The second scripture reads, Luke 17:11-19, and as he went to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And seeing them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, where there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found returning to give glory to God, save stranger. And he said to him, arise and go. Thy faith has saved thee. Now, here it is, and as we look at the scripture in Leviticus, during that time, those who had any type of disease, and during that time it was leprosy, and that was a decaying of the skin, they were considered unclean. People were afraid of contracting this disease, so they were considered unclean. And if they were looked upon and they had any type of rash or anything on their skin that was deformed in any kind of way, they had to go to a priest. And the priest, under the Leviticus law, they were instructed to make sure that they were clean or whether they were unclean. If they were clean, they were allowed to stay in the camp. If they were unclean, they were exiled. And when they were exiled, there was a law. They had to be exiled for 7 days. So they were isolated for 7 days. And then after 7 days, they would come back to the priest to be reexamined. And if the priest saw that they were healing, then they were ruled as being clean because they were getting better. But if they came and the priest did not see any change, they had to go back for 7 days again in isolation. And that's what's happening here. when we look at the Bible talks about those who had any type of leprosy. Then we move on into Luke 17:11, and it says he went to Jerusalem. He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Now imagine, you know, we talk about the Sea of Galilee. You know, we're talking about, you know, they use a term called luminous. That is the in the middle. That is a transition between the two. And this is where this was taking, all of this was taking place. And he entered into the certain village. And there he was met by 10 lepers. 10 people who had a skin disease. Who stood afar off. And remember, because of their skin disease, they were not, people were afraid of them, so they stayed at a distance. And when they saw Jesus, they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, they recognized him, Jesus, have mercy on us. And seeing them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. And they were cleansed. Now think about that. Jesus could have just healed them right there, and that could have been it. But because of the law, because of the priest, Jesus wanted the priests to recognize that they could be cleansed without going to the temple. So they were declared unclean. And he said, go to the priest. And as they were going to the temple, they were healed. And that's where it says here, and they lifted up their voice and said, Master, have mercy on us. And seeing them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice and glorified God. Now, I want you to catch this. One of them, there were 10, and one of them recognized that he was healed, not by the priest, but he was healed by Jesus. And one of them went and saw that he was healed, and he turned back to Jesus. He turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Now, see, Samaritans during this time, they were different. They were different. Their belief system was a little bit different than everyone else's. He turned around, and he was at his feet giving thanks. And notice, they said he was a Samaritan, meaning he was different than the others. And Jesus answering and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Because when they came crying out to Jesus, there was 10 of them. But only one came back to acknowledge Jesus. Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There was not found returning to give glory to God. And Jesus said, save this stranger. And he said to him, arise and go. Thy faith hath saved thee. Now here's something that's going on right now. Think about the picture that's going on right now. They went to the priest. We're not going, you cannot judge. We're not going to judge them because they went to the priest. Jesus commanded them to show themselves to the priest, and it highlights that they were ritually unclean because of their conditions. And Jesus, at afar, keep in mind that they were talking at afar. Jesus wasn't up on them. He didn't touch them and said, you have been healed. They were at afar, and he said, go to the priest and show yourself. Gesturing that the healing occurred as they were going to show the priest that they were healed. Luke suggested that while Jesus is the healer, he also has the power to make one clean. That is, if you are prepared to approach the divine one. Oftentimes, we have an illness. Oftentimes, we have a situation, and true, there is a doctor that we go to ritually or by, you know, this is our culture. We are to go to see a doctor. And what it's saying here is there's nothing wrong to go to see a doctor when you are sick or when you're ill. When you're ill. But when you go to the doctor, there's a difference between being healed physically and being healed spiritually. See, those nine, that when they went, even though that they were healed and they went to the priest, they were healed physically. But that one recognized that it was the power of Jesus that healed him. And he came back to glorify God. Do we sometimes fall into that same category, that same situation, that when we're healed, we're sick, and we go and we get whatever we need to be healed, do we recognize or do we acknowledge or come back and give God the glory? Do we come back and acknowledge that it's God that healed us? And that's what it's saying here. The nine, 10 of them had leprosy. They were all healed, but the difference was the nine were healed physically, and the one chose to acknowledge Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Not only has the power to save, but he has the power also to heal at a distance. My brothers and sisters, when we become healed or when we're in a situation, we have to recognize that once there is a turnaround, when there is, we glorify it all the time, but when there is a turnaround, God wants us to give him the glory for that change, for that healing, for that cleansing. God wants us to acknowledge that he is the one who did it, so that we don't get it confused. We always are to glorify God at all times, in season as well as out of season. We are to praise God at all times, in season as well as out of season. When we're sick and we're healed, we are to give God the glory. Now, I'm not saying that we only do that when we are ill or when we have something going on that's not right.
But we are to acknowledge God at all times. God is the one who is able to heal. God is the one who is able to have all power. God is the one who is able to strengthen our faith. God is the one who is able to save us. It is God. It is not ourselves. It is not man. And we are to acknowledge who God is at all times. But more especially, when there is a turnaround in our lives. My brothers and sisters, we're always changing. We're always changing. There's always something that's going on in our lives that's changing. Some for the better and some for the worst. Many of our lives and our circumstances put us in what's called, it's called a liminal time. That's what the book says, but that means a transition time. That means in between. There are times in between where they're no longer who we were, but who we are to become. Who we are to become. Imagine when you get a new job. We start off as one person, but that job is going to change us. And while we change in the transition of that job, we are to acknowledge God. We are acknowledged God. We are to give God the glory and give him all of the praise. What about a new relationship? A divorce?
It's all about a cooking
tradition. No circulation.
What about that? When we begin to start to turn around, or there's a change in our life from something that has been introduced to us of some type of uncertainty of our future, we make sure that we acknowledge the one who is ahead of our lives. Whether it's bad in good times or the bad times, we acknowledge God for who he is. During that transition, we're in a situation where we're wondering what's next. Rather than thinking about what's next, we should be acknowledging who God is. What's next? God is the one who determines what's going to happen next. And that's why we go before the throne of grace and acknowledging God for who he is to help us through this transition. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I know I'm talking to you when we're talking about a transition that we may go through. I don't know about you, but I know I go through transitions. And when I go through those transitions of uncertain times, the only thing I can do is turn it over to God. Turn it over to the one who can turn my life around. Those transitions. In that grief, in that worry, when we're wondering what comes next. Think about it. The past few years have been such a time where churches have been declining in church membership, closing seminars, and changes brought by digital age. It suggests that the boundaries that we are familiar with have institutions, traditions, giving way. Things have changed, and it's not always going to be clear of what the future entails or what it will look like. Sadness, anxiety, happiness. But through it all, we should acknowledge who God is. And please understand me. I'm not saying that when those nine went to the priest, that they should be judged hardly. They shouldn't be judged harshly. They were instructed by Jesus to go, get healed, and then acknowledge me. Go, get healed, and then acknowledge me. They weren't ungrateful. They were being faithful to the law of the Torah. They were being faithful. They were being faithful to their tradition. And when they could once again probably go to the temple, I have no doubt that they were on their knees with gratitude. I have no doubt. Are we not like them in some similar way? Are we not like them in some similar desire to be faithful? Are we not like them in our similar desire to be faithful? To be faithful. Wanting to express gratitude in ways and places that are familiar to us, that are meaningful to us. Luke expresses, he proclaims that the disruption was Jesus Christ, the holiness of God who had come near. He had come, and because he was near, things began to happen. Things began to happen. When we're in the presence of Jesus and listen in his holiness, things began to happen. God wants us to give ourselves to him. Our body, our soul, our mind. We can't be thinking on one thing and glorifying God on the other. That means focusing wholly on who God is, focusing on God's saving grace, focusing on Jesus Christ. We can't be like Peter. You know the story about Peter. When Peter began to have his faith began to grow, and Jesus was walking on the water, and Peter, his faith grew, and he believed that he could walk on water. When Jesus said, come, he was the only one that went. And for a minute, he was walking on the water until all of a sudden, he was distracted. He was distracted. And when he became distracted, he lost his focus. He lost his focus. And then after he lost his focus, he wasn't looking at the divine one. He wasn't looking at Jesus. He was looking at his circumstances. He was looking at his situation. And the flesh began to start to take over. And because it was unfamiliar, he began to start to sink. Jesus rescued him, and he said, oh, thou of little faith. We cannot go to sleep on Jesus. We cannot go to sleep on Jesus. We have to keep our mind focused on the cross. Keep our mind focused on Jesus. Keep our mind focused on the one who has the power. Keep our mind focus on the one who has the saving grace. Because these situations we've got going on, we can't look at the situations around us. We can't become distracted with what's around us. We have to keep our focus on the one who is able to heal us, to cleanse us, to turn that situation around. And I truly believe that Jesus Christ of yesterday is the same Jesus Christ of today. He has not changed. The only thing that has changed is our faith. It's our faith. We cannot lose sight. We cannot do that. Cannot do that. Remember the story of Paul in Acts 9? The power of God has spoken through Jesus Christ when he turned Paul's life around completely. Think about it. He was persecuting people. Anyone who was a follower of Jesus, he was persecuting them. And then he became one of them. The persecutor became the persecuted. Paul had experienced the power of the gospel, and he had the street credentials to show it and to share it with others. While the Roman Christians had become known for their deep faith and had encouraged believers in the empire, Paul ends part of this letter with a reminder that it is not their works. Let me say that again. It is not their works. We're not saved by our works. It is not their works, but God's faithfulness is the power behind our faith. Whatever you're going through, my brothers and sisters, God is able to turn that around.
Amen.
If you're having back pain, God is able to turn that around. If you're having physical challenges, God is able to turn that around. If things aren't working the way you want them to work, don't focus on the situation. Focus on Christ.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus
Thank
Christ
you.
Can do
Thank
anything
you.
But fail. But you know what? We have
yes,
to
sir.
Have
yes,
the
sir.
Faith.
I want him to cut the mic off. Down the softball. Mute your mic, man.
Oh, thou of little faith.
Thou of little faith.
We can't go into this situation with a little faith. We have to walk in trusting in Jesus, knowing that he is the one who is faithful enough. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I will never leave you alone.
Well, baby. Yeah.
The mics are open. The mics are open.
All yes.
mics
Amen.
Open.
Yes. Ella Clay.
Yeah.
Ella Clay. Ella Clay, this
yes,
is Robinson.
Pastor Robinson, how are you, sir?
I am fine, man. I'm sorry I'm running in late, but I was on a 12-hour shift.
1 minute,
today.
Please. One minute, please.
Okay.
There's someone in the background.
Yes.
Please, could you be courteous as we're going through the Word of God? Could you please mute your mic? Your mic's yours is open, and I don't want to go through all these numbers trying to close everyone out so that we can hear what one person is saying. Thank you for being so so courteous. Thank you so much. May God bless you. Pastor Robinson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was
okay.
just reminded. Yes, sir. I hear you. I was just reminding you that I apologize for tuning in late, but I had to work a 12-hour shift, but I did catch your most of the message, and I just say I thank you for speaking to me on faith and how we have to allow Jesus to work things out instead of taking things on ourselves. In other words, so thank you once again for speaking to me tonight. If you've spoken to anybody else, if you've not spoken to anyone else, I want to thank you for
yes,
speaking
sir.
To me. And that's one thing that I do like about this
is this
program.
The pastor's form?
Is, huh?
Thank you.
Do what now?
No,
I might say something. But I was just saying that this is one thing that I do like about this program is that either you'll speak to me or somebody will speak to me, one of the pastors, or they will walk on my toes. I do appreciate that about this program.
Praise the Lord.
We thank you so much for your participation that you come on, you know, from time to time again to being a part of this blog radio and also coming and just pouring in, you know, with what God has in your spirit, you know, to the body of Christ. That's what we are. We pour into one another. You know, we make sure that everybody's on the same plane, you know, the same level. You know, we all fall short from the glory of God, and we're trying to encourage each other so that we can make it, so that we can make it through this. We can do this. We can do this. I can do all things
in
Christ, which strengthens me. We can do this together. Together. Mic's open.
An attitude of gratitude is one message that we preached on before, and that's the attitude that we have to go to Christ with, whether, you know, whether things are going good or whether things are going bad. Now, I've experienced this situation just not long ago. We have to go to Christ. We have to go to God, the Holy Spirit, with an attitude of gratitude, no matter how bad the situation may seem or no matter how good it may seem. We still have to be grateful, knowing that Christ is sitting on the throne, that God is sitting on the throne, and Christ hung on the cross for our sins. We have to have an attitude of gratitude, just like the 10 lepers, you know. And I'm pretty sure that at some point those guys may have thanked God for their healing. I don't know if they did or not, but I am thankful that the one came back and gave thanks to God for what he has done. So I'm thankful once again. I'm going to let somebody else speak, but I'm thankful for that.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, as always. The mics are open. Any comments? We're not stepping on anybody's as we're speaking, but thank you for being so courteous while one is speaking and everybody else is listening. But if you have something on your heart or something you like to say, and please understand, you know, when the mic is open, you don't have to be cautious about speaking. You know, we are a loving, friendly body of Christ here, you know, and everyone is welcome. You know, everyone is welcome to the table. Amen. Anyone have any comment?
Yeah, I got a comment.
Yes.
No, it's me. Well, I talked to you earlier.
Yes.
Yeah. I told you I'd have something to say. I'd say something if I had something to say, but I almost didn't get it out, man. Like, the whole time you were talking, we're sitting here bawling, just crying. Man, I remember a time when Bishop first got saved, and he was a preacher, actually, and I came home, and he asked me if I loved God. And I just looked at him, and I was like, man, I'm going to be honest. I don't think I do. But that was some years ago, man. That was some years ago, and he has changed me. Like, you know, I was on the highway to hell, man. And today, praise God, I just love him. I just love him.
Bless him. Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
And I got to give him praise, and I give him praise daily. So I know I can't be the only one on here that needs to give God a shout of hallelujah. Come on, people.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. can I interject? I don't know who this brother is, but I just want to pray for him. I just feel the spirit and pray for him right now because I feel his heart, man. I really do. I feel his heart. And I just want to pray for you, my brother. Father, thank you, God, for this young man who has come on tonight and given this testimony. God, thank you for his truthfulness, Lord God, that at some point in his life, Lord, he could say, I don't think I love you. But, God, you have came into his life, Father, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you have changed him, Lord God. And now, God, he's working for you, Lord. He's testifying on your behalf. So, Father, we ask, God, that you will bless him in every way, God. that you see fit, Lord God. We ask, God, that if he stands in the need of a financial blessing, God, that you will bless him. If he needs a healing,
yes.
Father, we ask that you will heal him, Lord. If there's any brokenness in his life, God, we ask, God, that you will mend it together in the name of Jesus, God.
In the
touch
name
him,
of
Lord
Jesus.
God. Heal him, God. Fix him up, God. And allow him, God, to continue to minister for you, God, to testify on your
yes.
behalf. Father, we thank you.
Yes.
And we bless your holy name. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I feel you, brother.
Amen.
I feel your heart.
Amen.
I feel your
thank
heart,
you,
man.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You know, there may be somebody on the line that has never said the sinner's prayer, the prayer for salvation. The message this evening talked about the one that realized that Jesus was the Savior, that he was the Savior, and that he should be praised and worshiped, that he should be thanked, that it wasn't just the healing, but that Samaritan man that fell on his face said, realized that he was a sinner, that he was
yes.
a sinner, and that he had just been blessed, that he had been blessed by a Savior. So if you're here,
hallelujah.
If you're on the line with us and you've never said the sinner's prayer, that this message has touched you or seeds have been planted in your life and people have witnessed to you about Jesus Christ, but you didn't know how to come about, we're not asking you to join our church. We're not asking you to sign over anything or to, you know, make a financial commitment, because the gospel is free. Salvation is free.
Amen.
All we have
Amen.
To do is
Amen.
Go through the ABCs to admit that we're a sinner and that we need a Savior. That's A, and B, that we believe in Jesus Christ and we believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he rose again. And that he rose again. And that
yes.
C, that we want to commit our lives to Christ. So if you have
yes.
never said the sinner's prayer, if you have said it before and you feel you want to say it again, please join us. And I'm going to lead you in the sinner's prayer. I just feel that there may be someone listening now or someone that will listen in the future going through the library that may need to say the prayer. Want to know, what do I say? What must I do to be saved?
Yes.
So repeat after me. Heavenly Father, forgive me of all my sins.
Heavenly Father, forgive me of all my sins.
Heavenly Father, forgive me of all my sins.
Make me brand new.
Make me brand new.
Make me brand new.
I believe Jesus died for me and rose again so I could live for you.
I believe that Jesus Christ died for me. Fill me with your spirit so I can know you.
Serve you and follow you the rest of my life. My life is not my own.
Life is not my own.
This evening, I give it to you.
This evening, I give it to you.
I thank you for my new life.
Thank you for my new life.
And in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. We all sin and fall short from the glory of God. And I always say that if you say that you're not say that you have not, you're not a sinner, then you need to question, you know, your salvation, because no one is perfect. If you say that you're perfect, then you're a perfect liar.
Amen.
Any other comments? Any more comments? We have about 3 minutes
remaining. I think you gave a really good word today, and very powerful, especially you talk about the sinner's prayer
But anyway, as we talked about the transformation of Paul, Saul to Paul, and whereas he's a prosecutor of the innocent and followers of Christ, followers to be becoming a leader and spreading the gospel, he changed his outlook and was able to spread the gospel. But we had to examine ourselves and do the same.
Amen. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Is there another?
And let us as a body of Christ, let us not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us be as this one Samaritan was. Let us be the one to go and shout hallelujah.
Yes.
Let us be the ones to not be afraid to, as this young man did earlier, to testify for Christ,
yes,
for what he has done. We never know, Elder. We never know whose life we may touch just
That's
by
right.
testifying. Let me tell you, let me share this with you, and I know we got to go, but let me share this with you. I was working with a couple of guys about a week ago. I don't, you know, and I'm not one just to blurt out, but the Spirit of God told me that I need to ask this man, did he know Jesus Christ as his Savior? Was he saved? And this young man, with no hesitation, and I love that, I almost shouted on the job. He said, yes, I'm saved. You know, I don't get to go to church as often as I need to, but I'm saved. I have accepted Christ as my Savior. And see, church, this is what it's all about, man. This is what it's all about, is you
Amen.
Never know whose life you may touch when you witness to the goodness
Amen.
Of God. And then we come to find out that he and I both have been down similar roads, you know, of addiction, and how God has brought us out and made us to be workers for him, made us to be fishermen, fishers of men,
yes,
for Christ's sake. So let us, man, I'm like the brother said earlier, we ought to shout hallelujah. We need to be shouting hallelujah right now for the glory of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And
yes.
What he has done to me, I just can't thank him enough for what
hallelujah.
He has done for me. And I can't praise him enough for who he is. I just can't give him enough, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad. Let
Amen.
Us not be ashamed. Let us not be ashamed.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen.
I don't know
we
where
cannot
that comes from, Elder, but it just
cannot
popped up, yes.
We cannot be ashamed of the gospel.
Talking,
you know what, when we're talking when we're talking about, you know, God, always talking about
what's going on in our heart.
Now
is just,
that's all we're talking about.
I don't want to bring it in ourselves, and I don't want to do that anymore.
So, I don't know. I keep hearing somebody in the background. I don't think they realize that we can hear them over the mic, you know. But if we go back and share this, please share this with someone. Please share this with someone.
I had
this word with.
I had a point of view.
Okay. As we come to a close, we thank you so much for.
John wasn't talking about.
Our benediction. For this evening, our benediction for this evening, and now it's him who is able to keep us from stumbling, and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the one and only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and forever. Thank you so much. We love you, for God loves you.
Amen.
Amen.
Alone again in a crowded room.
Haunted by the questions in my mind. It's so hard to understand how a life that I had planned stole my joy and left me far behind. So all I have is lost it seems. I can look beyond the sky, deep into the Father's eyes, and see that there is hope for one like me. I can begin again with the passion of a child. My heart is cultivating of a life that's still worthwhile. I can reach out. I face the dawn.